October of 84 that we had the disastrous rain. I mean, it was a flood, and it had washed a lot of stuff around. And I had driven our datum stake into the ground. It was an 8-foot piece of galvanized inch and a half pipe. And I'd driven it into the ground about 4 feet, and I had about 4 feet sticking up. And the first thing I did was make sure that datum was secure, because every measurement was taken from that datum, so it was all right. But about quite a little bit of 5 mammoths were washed down the stream. And I had the backhoe down in the site doing a profile of the bottom of the discovery on the upper end of that little draw that runs through there where they were exposed. And the backhoe was almost washed downstream. I mean, the only thing, if I hadn't put the bucket in the ground when I left, it was sitting there like this. Well, underneath it was another one. Up on the edge was another one. And bones were coming out of the bank after the flood that we had. Well, we were able to recover most of the bone that had washed downstream. And as we cleaned up, we found this 45-year-old female with her tusk under the chest and belly of a juvenile trying to extricate it. So that was pretty important discovery. And Gary Haynes had heard about that and called me and said he would like to come look at it. I said, come on. And that was the first time that kind of protective behavior had ever been recorded in prehistoric proboscidians. And he was excited about it. And he was able to, within that trip, tell us that several things. One was that we were dealing with a nursery herd, that these were the adult females and their offspring, and that there may be a bull in the herd, and as he put it, unless he got away. In other words, he was trying to save himself, mm-hmm. not the rest of them. And the other thing was that that they were under severe environmental stress. The really young ones were not there, and the really old ones were not there. The oldest animal we had was at that point was a 51-year-old female,